Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, guys, time for a staycation setup. Let's say good morning to Trina.
Good morning, Trina.
Good morning. How are y'all?
We are good. We hear there's some suspicion in the relationship.
Yeah, I'm a nurse.
Okay.
I work labor and delivery, so I work very, very long hours. I'm actually just getting off the shift right now. So 2 weeks ago, I found some blush on his shirt. And I didn't even really think about it.
Well, you found some what?
Some blush. Some makeup.
Oh, makeup. Okay.
And I don't wear makeup on a regular basis. So I just figured it was like one of his coworkers. And it was on his collar. And I was like, oh, I'm sure that, you know, he just got a little blush on his shirt. And like, I just showed him. I was like, here's how you hug a woman so you don't ruin her makeup. And then I found some more makeup on his shirt. And it was in sort of like random parts of the shirt, like not where you would normally be hugging a person.
Like anyway. The bottom of the shirt?
Yeah, like kind of like in the middle near where the buttons are.
Wait, is this the same shirt?
Different shirts at different
times. Oh, man.
The same,
oh, this guy's... What?
At this point, I'm just trying to like figure out...
What, does he work or have a friend that's a little person? Because if it's a little person, you know, if they're only like 4 foot tall, when they hug a guy, it's the pelvis. I'm not trying to say he's Elvis that pelvis, but maybe she's hugging the pelvis.
That's not an excuse. Then you should be bending down to hug them. Get on their level.
Is that rude, though, when you bend that low?
No, it's rude if you have them hugging your leg.
At this point, I am willing to believe anything, but I don't know. My suspicion is going off at this point, and I just want to know.
Do you suspect a certain somebody?
I can't think of anybody.
Is she a little person?
No.
I'm so sorry.
There's no little person.
Okay, I'm just checking. You never know, man.
No.
Exactly.
I can tell you guys know that I'm really stressing about this, and it's making me laugh, so thank you.
That's
okay, what I'm here for.
All right, at least you did that.
That's what I'm here for. It's what I get paid.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Well, we're also here, and we're paid to help her out and see if her man is, in fact, cheating on her.
Yeah, we do have to check if he's trying to risk it to get that little person biscuit.
What?
They got nice biscuits, too.
How do you...
Little person got little nice biscuits.
I'm not going to agree with you.
You do want to.
I'm not
going to
continue talking about
okay,
this.
Okay, we won't.
Right?
I'm sorry. My bad. All right, so Trina, what we're going to do, we're going to call Victor up, offer him a free romantic staycation, and ask that one question, Anish.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Anything less than saying the name Trina is grounds for removal of the relationship,
wow.
In my opinion.
Okay. All legal and stuff over there,
I'm
sir.
I'm just trying to step my game up. We flying into 2019 like this. Trina, now, here's the question we always ask. If he is cheating, and listen, we're all about second chances on the show. God knows that I've gotten 2, 3, 4 for my hot wife. Are you giving him another chance? Because we do have counselors available.
I don't know. I didn't think about it, to be honest with you. I didn't get that far.
Hopefully he didn't either.
Okay. And you know what? You don't have to think about, you don't have to have an answer right now. Think about that. We'll be back and calling up your man to see if he is in fact cheating on you.
Oh, really quick. Does he have a best friend or a family member that we can say that entered him into winning this hotel stay to make it more believable?
Yeah, you can say that it's his cousin, Stanley.
Is Stanley a small person?
What is it with you?
I don't know. I'm infatuated.
With what? With Stalker. Stanley?
All right, staycation setup is coming up next with your morning mess. So we're in the middle of a staycation setup. Moments ago, we spoke to Miss Trina, who has found a makeup not once, not twice, but I think thrice on her man's shirts. Mm-hmm. Now, Trina, you confronted him about the first time and showed him like, hey, if you're hugging a coworker or anything, make sure you're hugging him like this so you don't get makeup on your collar, what have you. But you're
which
finding
is nice because you gave him the benefit of the doubt.
Right. Some women don't even let their men hug friends or coworkers that are the opposite sex. But you found makeup in other parts of the shirt.
Yeah, I did. Sort of in the center with a button.
That pelvis area. So someone's trying to Elvis that pelvis. That's what I'm trying to say.
There is no Elvis. There is no Elvis.
Why would their makeup be around that pelvis area of the shirt?
We're going to maybe assume the best.
We're going to call him up off
no
him a
lives.
Staycation, romantic one, and see who he wants to put on the reservation, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's call Victor up.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Victor?
This is Vic.
Hi, Vic. My name is Jonathan, calling from the Aurora Hotel. Got some really good news for you. You've been selected as our free grand prize winner. Daniel, so what that means?
Listen, I'm about to run to a meeting. I'm good, man. Thank you.
And I understand that. I just want to say that you have someone that's related to you by the name of Stanley that had entered you in on this contest. I don't know if that name is familiar for you.
It's my cousin.
They did say they were related to you by family and our paperwork here, and you want a free weekend stay in our penthouse suite. You do get that accompanied with our honeymoon package, and I wouldn't want you to miss out on that opportunity. I just need 30 seconds of your time before your meeting, and I promise we'll be able to take care of the rest of it for you.
Yes, sir.
Okay, my first question for you is, we leave a note for your guest on this free romantic weekend stay. I can either put something generic on there, or if you have something specific, I can jot that down and make sure that your guest sees that, so...
How about just put, I love our office adventures.
My second question for you is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Shelly.
Shelly, she looks like she's pushing 60. Are you serious?
Are you serious?
She's old.
Victor.
She is old.
Victor, we do have to let you know you're live on the radio right now with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5. That's your girlfriend on the line.
Seriously? Your office adventures?
You cannot go mute now, Victor.
You guys playing hide and seek in the cubicles?
In her cubicles?
Ew! Cubicles, Joey, cubicles.
Oh, she said cubicles. My bad.
Yes, are you going to talk? Are you going to say anything? Hello?
I think there's something wrong with the call.
Are you kidding? Nothing wrong with it at all. Trying to deflect this.
You know what? Nope. I don't have time for this. I work 12 hours at a time. Do not even bother putting your key in the door because your stuff is going to be on the curb.
I knew you were going to be working. That's why I'm trying to, like,
really?
Things happen for us.
Seriously, you could have asked me. You could have been like, hold on, hotel guy. Let me call my loving girlfriend who I live with and see if she's available. Can you please just hold on a minute?
Working.
No,
you
pick 60-year-old Grandma Shelly. You know what? I'm you don't have a grandma. It's fine.
Grandma
Shelly.
Wow. The older the berry, the sweeter the juice.
Shut up,
I'm just
Joey.
Saying.
Let's not make jokes about this right now. Victor, you have anything to say about this?
This is so dumb. Like, this is just...
What's dumb is you cheating, really. That's the dumb part.
You guys are entrapping me right now. This is...
Dumb part, you got caught.
Stupid.
If you had a choice...
I said I love our office adventures. There's nothing even bad about
it. Come on, we know what that means. Obviously, he said you want a romantic stay. Why would you want to stay with your coworker? We could change. You can win a free weekend stay at an old folks' home with Shelly if you want.
Oh my god!
We can hook you up with
gosh.
That.
Oh my gosh! Okay, that's not that. 60 is not that old.
She's not 60. She's 32 years old.
Wait, why are you defending her age right now? Are you kidding?
Exactly. All right, let me get Trina these counseling services.
Is Trina there? She hung up.
You better go get your things.
Oh, Victor.
She was not playing.
Not playing at all.
And she's a tired, fed-up woman right now. Oh, she is not playing.
And she's a nurse. She got sharp objects.
Oh, don't say that.
Victor, we're going to leave you off with some numbers, and they're counseling numbers. I suggest you try to win your lady back and stop denying it. You got caught. Do the crime. You got to do the time.
So do I get the hotel or no?
Oh, my God.
Take him off.
Okay,
cut him off.
This is where we
just
hang up on you.
I got to go.
Why has that been happening?
I don't know. Victor, you still there? I just want to make sure so I can hang up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.